It's January 14, the anniversary of the death of silver screen legend Humphrey Bogart. He died aged 58 on this day in 1957.
But it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. He's looking at you, kid.
David Bowie recorded his first single under that name in 1966 after previously recording under his real name, David Jones. I wish that I was sorry this time. And Glenn McGrath notched up the best one-day figures for an Aussie bowler in 2000 when he took 4-for-8 from his 10 overs.
Per piece of bowling by Glenn McGrath.
Jan 14 birthday, special one for Faye Dunaway, who's 80. She won a Best Actress Oscar in 1976 for Network, also starred in The Thomas Crown Affair, Chinatown and Mummy Dearest. But her first major role was opposite Warren Beatty in Bonnie and Clyde.
I'm Miss Bonnie Parker, and this here's Mr. Clyde Barrow. We rob banks.
Actor Carl Weathers is 73, best known for playing Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies.
He's going to have to donate what's going to be left of his body to science, but there won't be much. That I can guarantee.
Emily Watson turns 54 today. The English actress was in the movies The Book Thief and The Theory of Everything and starred in the miniseries Chernobyl.
I know about Chernobyl.
Oh?
I know that the core is either partially or completely exposed.
Still on the acting front, Jason Bateman is 52 today. He's revived his career in recent years in the sitcom Arrested Development and in the Horrible Bosses movies. But in the 80s, he starred in Teen Wolf 2 and The Hogan Family.
I'm not too crazy about kids. It's nothing personal, Pamela. I don't even like that little girl on Cosby.
And Dave Grohl is also 52 today. The former Nirvana drummer formed the Foo Fighters in the mid-90s. Finally, actor Guy Williams was also born on January 14. The star of Zorro and the 60s program Lost in Space died aged 65 in 1989.
Some sort of matter transfer device. That would account for the beam of light.
There you go, January 14.